In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare over every student here, the grace that is dormant within you, that has not found expression, I stand by this mantle of the apostolic and the prophetic. I declare right now, let it be activated now. Let it be activated now. Prophetic graces, apostolic graces, teacher anointings, mantles of leadership. Let it be activated now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare the grace for speed. May it come upon your life now. Speed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything connected to ancestry, anything connected to activities of witchcraft that has kept people down, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I open that gate for you. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Beyond any curse, go forward. I'm hearing marine spirit in my heart. I decree and declare any connection with the spirits that reside within waters by the power that raised Christ from the dead, a permanent separation right now. Every door that has refused to open for you, maybe it did not open for those who went ahead of you, but in the name of Jesus Christ, and in the name of He that holds the key of David, that opens a door that no man shuts and shuts a door that no man opens, may that door of destiny be opened now. Be opened now. Everywhere you have been mandated to represent the purposes of God, whether in ministry, whether in business, in politics, in the name of Jesus, the grace that enthrones you there, receive that grace now. And thou shalt take some of thy honor and put upon him, in the name of Jesus, the grace and the mantle that causes nations to listen. That hear ye him anointing, I release it upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace for influence, the grace for visibility. In the name of Jesus, may that grace mantle you right now. And hear me, from today, anyone that fights you goes down instantly. Anyone that fights you goes down instantly. Everyone who has been mandated to partner with you and hold your hands, providing help and resources as far as kingdom advancement is concerned, I prophesy to the north, the south, the east, and west. I call them to your business. I call them to your ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Anyone here who is a victim of the negative prophecy of anyone, maybe your parents, maybe people you offended in your days of ignorance, Job said he will deliver you from six things. Yes, seven things. One of it is the scourging tongues of men. Anyone here who is a victim of the speakings of men, I stand by the authority of priesthood and I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Beyond your background, I bless you. Beyond your limitations, I bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the elements of creation. They were designed to work in partnership with us. Therefore, I decree and declare the wind, the forces that must align themselves to ensure you do not fail, In the name of Jesus, we swing them to operation now. The spirit of untimely death that kills men at the prime of their relevance, I decree and declare, I shut the door of the grave over you. I shut the door of the grave over you. I shut the door of the grave over you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of lack and poverty. Listen carefully, especially those of you who are called into ministry. It is the absence of resources that has pushed people into all kinds of compromises, joining wrong groups, wrong associations with a promise of some financial benefit. I pray for you. The raven that came to feed Elijah to make sure he did not die of hunger, even if it means God sending ravens, I forbid hunger for you while you serve. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now please hear me. I want to pray a very special prayer for everybody, but particularly for those called into ministry. The spirit that makes the children of ministers useless as a way of mocking God, to say you are here blessing people but your child is a drunkard, I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, please hear me, in the name of Jesus, let me prophesy Psalm 112. He said, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. I prophesy that your seed must be mighty upon earth. He said, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. May your generation be blessed. He says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me. When Saul met with Samuel, three things happened that I want to prophesy over you. Please pay attention. And don't say you are not part of the graduating students. The anointing does not care. Once your heart is open to receive, you can receive right where you are. Number one, when Saul met Samuel, Samuel looked at him and said, is it not because God has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? He said, as you return back, you will hear that the donkey that has been missing has been found. Let me prophesy restoration. I don't know what left you and I don't care how long. By the power and the mantle of God, I decree and declare, receive strange restoration. Restoration of time. Restoration of things. I say it again. Restoration of time. Restoration of things. Number two, he said, you will continue going and you will meet three people, all of them holding two loaves of bread. They will salute you and they will give to you honor and favor. Let me speak it over your life. In the name of Jesus, according to Exodus 3:21, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. By this mantle of favor, I cause dryness and emptiness from your life. I cause dryness and emptiness from your life. Esther chapter 2 and verse 15b. It says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. From today, everyone who looks upon you and upon your ministry and upon your business, your organization, I compel favor from them to you. Number three, he said, you will come to the garrison of the Philistines. And when you come, the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and you will begin to prophesy. Dimensions that people did not know you walking in the name of Jesus. For some of you, from tonight, the prophetic like never before, I activate it right now. For some of you, the grace for leadership, that mantle that was upon Joseph, may it rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Let me pray finally for you. The finisher's anointing. He said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I taught you last week that destiny is a fight. Destiny is a race. And destiny is a treasure that you must keep. You must know how to fight. You must know how to finish. You must know how to keep. This tripartite grace that helps you to fight, helps you to finish, and helps you to keep. Receive it right now. 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 The Lord is still telling me to prophesy longevity. Listen, the days that are coming, it is the grace that is on you that will keep you. Believe me. The spirit of death is just roaming around nations and families and just bringing pain for people. But I pray for you again. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, in the name of Jesus, I place a mark upon you. May death be far from you, far from your family, far from your habitation. In the name of Jesus. Blessed is she that believes, the Bible says, for unto her there shall be a performance. There is a grace for performance. The grace that translates what you know into results. It's not enough to know. We must see the results. Therefore, the grace for performance, translating superior revelation into undeniable results. May that grace rest upon you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hear me, for some of you, by reason of this impartation, between now and the next 3 months, what you have seen God do in Koinonia here, may He reproduce it in your life. May He reproduce, may He reproduce it in your business, reproduce it in your organization, in the name of Jesus Christ. One last prayer. The grace that connects you to kings, the grace that connects you to nobles, the grace that connects men to gatekeepers, in the name that is above all names, that was the grace that was upon Nehemiah. Because Nehemiah carried that grace when he cried to the king, even though he was an ordinary cupbearer, in a moment he was given the resources he needed to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And he was given a letter to all the governors to connect with him. In the name of Jesus, the mantle that connects to kings, receive it now. Systems and structures will honor you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Therefore, by the authority of Jesus himself, who is the apostle of the church, and by the privilege of trust and leadership, by the mantle of the apostolic and the prophetic, and in the presence of God's people, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I declare the Koinonia School of Ministry set 2022 graduates in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate them. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Congratulations. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. As we have declared it, so shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord honor you. The Lord bless you.